tape. Stop. So I'm going to go right into this word. And if you would like to turn with me or read along with me, with the current scripture today is Ephesians 3:20. And Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us." And I hope that the next scripture, you can turn with me, and I'm not sure if it's on the screen or not, but Matthew 21, 1 through 3. Matthew 21, 1 through 3. "And Jesus said," and then Jesus sent two disciples. I'm reading from Matthew 21, 1b through 3. "Then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, 'Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord has need of them. And immediately he will send them." That is our scripture, the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. That's Matthew 21, 1b, 1 through 3. And my topic for today is, he keeps doing the most. If you know that about God, repeat after me. He keeps doing the most. Yes, he keeps doing the most. And I'm wrapping up the tell you the truth, it's just a blessing, and I'm so excited. And part of the way I'm going and the way I'm going follow is following Brother Ben from the other week, whenever he was talking about how God does things in pairs, and we'll ask for one thing, but he does more and more and more. And so I just really want to say that, and how he inspired me to see God in a way. And that's where my thoughts for this lesson comes from this week. He really does keep doing the most. Do y'all believe that? Yes. God's works, and God leads us. If you think about it, he does it in like three or more ways. Using my brother Ben, for example, my dad's name is Ben. My little brother's name is Ben. Now I have another little brother named Ben. So that's three. In my family, there are three Katies. Me, myself, and I. I'm just kidding. My mom is Katie. I'm named after my mom, Katie, and I have a niece named Katie. Her name is Special Katie. We call her Special, but her name is Special Katie. So we have three Katies and three Bens. And I have to just go back and talk about the way threes show up. In my notes, I have the trifecta. God is the trifecta, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and so much more. And if I would have remembered to send the proper slide, I have a picture because, you know, March Madness, and I love basketball. That's my sport of choice. So y'all remember when the Bulls had, it's been a long time ago, basketball fans, they had a three-peat. They won three in a row. And so reflecting on that, I'm going back to what Brother Alpheus told us about this series and how we can see the threes in what he says about our Outdone series. So Outdone is about lifting our expectations and believing God can, one, surpass our fears, two, exceed our dreams, 3, move beyond what we thought was possible. Somebody say trifecta. This series also calls us to 1, push past the noise, rise above all negativity, and believe again. Somebody say, I like 3s. I really do. And even when the world seems dark, 1, God is still. Somebody say, God is still. God is still. That's still. Exceeding expectation. And guess what, y'all? He's not finished with our story. How many of you know God's not finished with your story? Absolutely. The trifecta plus some. He always gives us a little extra. And it goes like this. Remember in Genesis, he just started out giving more and doing more. In Genesis, the phrase, then God says, shows up between 10 and 46 times, but over 500 to 2,000 times, there's a place where God says, and then God says. And so what I'm going with the he says something and then some more and more and more. And I'm starting off how he started in the beginning. In Genesis, if you like to flip there with me, Genesis chapter 1. And Genesis chapter 1 says, in the beginning, 1, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and the darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was moving over the face of the waters. And then it gets jiggy. Verse 3 says, and then God said, and then he cut loose. And he separated the firmament above the water from the firmament, and he did this. And then he said it was good. Y'all, I ain't even going to pretend I know Genesis 1 like that. But it is, says, let us make kind in our likeness. And so everything that God has done and said for us, and then he said it was good. Somebody say, and then God said. Here's a little bit more. One of my favorite scriptures. John 1, 1 through 3. John 1, 1 through 3. In the beginning, boom, was the word. And, watch when God say and the word was with God. And the word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him. And, y'all, without him, nothing was made that was made. Nothing was made that was made. Is that cool? Somebody said, we're talking about the trifecta. I tell you, I'm feeling good this morning. We're talking about the trifecta. And what does God do for us? Just so we are sure. And this is what God does for us through Jesus Christ. Guess what, y'all? Jesus conquered death. Somebody know it. Hell, and what? The grave. Come on, say it with me. He conquered what? Death, hell, and what? The grave. Just so we will have some spiritual context this morning, go with me to John 11. John chapter 11, verse 25. And here it says, y'all, and Jesus said to her, talking about Mary, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live. Will somebody say that, please? Will live even though they die. See, y'all, that's why I stopped saying that I have experienced a loss or that person died. Ever since I learned this for real about, 2 years ago when my mama left here. And Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. I figured I need to figure out what he was talking about. Because I didn't want to get my mind around or even try to accept something that may have been contradictory to what Jesus was saying. See, the world and tradition tells us that folk die. Jesus says right here, I am the resurrection and the life. I hope that's healing for somebody. I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. Not only that, Romans 6:5 says, for if we have been united with him in a death like him or like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his. Somebody say Romans 6:5. Then 1 Corinthians 15:54-55 tells us. 1 Corinthians 15:54-55. Y'all, these slides will be on the church website. And so you can see the slides and get the, you can also have these references as well if you choose to, because I'm going kind of fast, but you can check out the church website and they'll be on there at houseofjudahministries.org. Because I've got a lot of scripture here this morning and I want you guys to be able to see them and have them. When the perishable, says Paul in 1 Corinthians 15:54-55, when the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come to pass. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Somebody say, death has been swallowed up in victory. I'm also inviting y'all to a new way of looking at that which we call death and looking at it through life and eternal life through Christ Jesus. Amen. Because we're also told in Revelation 1:18, Jesus says, I am the living one. I was dead. Now look, I am alive forevermore. And I have the keys of death and Hades. So not only did he tell us that he is the resurrection and the life, and those who die, he says those who die, even though they die, will live in him. So I think that's a good place for us to consider and ask these, well, what were you talking about? Come on, somebody say, he keep doing the most. And he's challenging our faith, even our belief in our teachings about what we have been told about the physical death experience. I find all ways to say it now. Because Jesus says, I'm alive forevermore, and I have the keys. Come on, if Jesus has the keys of death, how are we dying? Y'all know I get excited about these things and I be asking them little questions. But I'm here to help y'all get inside of my head. And if I have to ask the questions, y'all do too. Because y'all know why. He just keeps on doing the most. Somebody say that he just keeps on doing the most. But God in Romans 5:8 tells us, God demonstrates his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. And this is what I like about Romans 5:2. Romans 5, verse 2 through 5. I put 8 first because this is how his love works on our behalf. Romans 5:2 says, also, because of Christ and all of the things he keeps doing for us, we have access to faith into this grace. Somebody say we have access to grace. Where we stand. Timothy Wright says, where do you stand? Who's on the Lord's side? Wherein we stand and we rejoice in the hope of glory of God. Y'all know why? Here's where he's doing the most again, and I love this so much. Not only so, but in this we glory in. We glory in tribulations. But although we glory in tribulations, we glory in tribulations knowing. Not because we're unsure, but we know tribulations worketh patience. Patience, experience. Experience worketh hope. And guess what, y'all? Hope maketh not ashamed. Somebody say, hope maketh not ashamed. Y'all remember how people say, I hope you don't. Has anybody ever said that to y'all before? I hope you don't. I have had people say that to me. I thought maybe I just came up in a strange little bushy place where people just said strange things. I hope you don't. I hope you don't this. I hope you don't that. I hope you just don't. I'm so glad y'all don't know what I'm talking about, because it took this word right here to free me, because I used to have hope and get confused about having the hope. And Romans says, and hope maketh not ashamed. So if it's somebody here hoping, if you're hoping for something, hold on to your hope. Because you know what? Jesus is doing the most. Your hope will not be ashamed. Somebody say, my hope maketh me not ashamed. You know why? Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given us. Somebody give the Lord a hand clap of praise for that and the Holy Spirit. Because y'all know why? He just keep on doing the most. Somebody say, he just keep on doing the most. Well, let me tell y'all where I got that from, because it is not my phrase. And I did not come up with it, and I cannot plagiarize. So somebody sent me this cool TikTok. And it's really cute. There's this little girl. She's like 3 years old, little bitty baby. And she has a 16-year-old brother. And so whenever the brother comes home in this film, there's like a bunch of them. And when the little girl, when the brother comes home and the little girl's been waiting on him, boy, she do flips and she just have a fit. And she's so excited when her brother comes home. And you can just see her. I mean, she just start having fits. Ah, kind of like I feel when I see my brother. But I am supposed to act like, you know, I'm mature. Oh, hi, brother. But this little girl, she has no shame. She just break out. I'm so glad to see you. And she's so excited. And that's what made me think about this, because one day the little girl got on her brother's nerves. And he called his mom, Mom, come and get her. She was like, what is it? What's wrong? She is doing the most. Have y'all ever heard somebody say that before? Honey, she doing the most. You doing too much. Have y'all heard that before? Have y'all ever heard anybody say, you doing the most? Well, guess what, y'all? And see, my next slide would say, we are to be imitators of Christ. Why? He did the most for us. Come on. I know. I'm getting a little, no, I'm right on point. Remember our other series, might have been right before this, and it says we overcame by the what? We overcame by the blood of the Lamb, and what? Then our testimony. So, do you know what it takes or what it took for Jesus to shed his blood? Let me back up, because I didn't just like make this up. while we were yet sinners, Romans 5:8 says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Now you just think about it. Christ been doing all of these good things. We're in here. Remember, he does the most, right? Those of us who believe and love God. What? I've been around a lot of different people, but one of the things people say is that I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of doing what? Speaking in tongues. Y'all know that. And y'all hadn't heard that either. I guess I lived in a strange cave. Saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. That's why I say the trifecta, he just be doing the most. He gives us the most. Before we even, okay, I won't say we on this. Before I, Katie Webb, had a modicum of understanding of what the love of God meant to me, honey, he was doing the most for real. I didn't even know it. Come on, y'all heard him. He's kept me from what? Danger seen and none seen. I was that special one where the fools tread, where angels dare not. I was in all kinds of places. On the rough, ragged edge, love Jesus, confused about Jesus, praising Jesus, not understanding Jesus. In all of these strange places. Somebody repeat after me. God still did the most. Yeah, just when I thought my life was ready to fall apart, I told y'all freshman year in college, 83, I thought my life was over. I didn't think I was going to get to go back to school. I was at Morris College in Sumter. Fool around and fell in love. Don't do it. Do not listen to the pastor, y'all. Don't fall in love. Holy Spirit had to lift me up and shake me off and bring me back in to help me to understand God ain't told nobody to fall nowhere. He says the righteous fall 70 times, but they get back up again. Some of them times getting back up hurt pretty bad. I'm like, my knees, Jesus. But what I'm saying is, y'all, it's the truth. When we look back over where God has brought us from, it's a point. Went to Mars, fail. Oh, the point to that story is the word says, choose ye this day whom you will serve, not fall ye. See, when you start getting and watching those words, what we say and what we've been taught to say and how, you know, the world and secular things teach us and we be wanting to fall in love, but I just kept wanting to fall in love. Man, it took to 2013 till Jesus helped me understand, choose. The only people who fall on purpose are acrobats or tumblers, you know, wrestlers. These people were stunt people. How many people you know just walking? I'm just, I was just practicing stumbling, falling. Nobody at all ever. So falling and falling in love says the Holy Spirit, don't do it. Jesus says, choose. You can jump because, see, you choose to jump. You ain't just going to be walking it. No, you jump on purpose. It takes energy to jump. Whew. That little bit right there, okay? You choose, you jump, or you run. You know exactly what you're doing. You're making a conscious decision. That's the sidebar. Back to the other story. Y'all, I thought I was done. Tried to go to tech. Tech didn't work. I'm like, man, I didn't flunk out, but I dipped out before I could. No, a good world, I ain't know nothing about no electronics engineering. I was trying my best, Jesus. Then the Lord said, 1990, I'm going to help. And I ended up enrolling in Clemson, and then God started in 86. Got to Clemson in 90, graduated in 96. I'm like, y'all, I tell people, you better know whether God got you as a rabbit or a turtle. Because if some of the things God be doing, boom, boom, yeah, you show up quick. But honey, sometimes them turtles have purposes. And from 1990 to 96, I had worked on my BA. Then, well, I was good then, so I just kept going. And I got my master's. And lo and behold, the call came upon me, and God made a way for me to go to Duke. Come on, y'all. God said he'll do what? A trifecta. That's why we calling this. He just keep doing the most. I'm here to tell you, somebody, if you are feeling like God's not going to be doing that much yet, let me tell you something. God keep doing the most. He does the most. And I'm so, can we just say yes, he does real hard? Yes, he does. So now I'm on a new mission, and God be speaking to me like Fred says, late in the midnight hour. Well, got a sister over here I just met on my new mission project. We be up all night. And one night, I'm giving y'all dates on this, March 18th, 9 o'clock p.m., he speaks to me late at night. Anywhere between midnight and 5 o'clock, he catch me. One night, he got me at 9:09, and the next morning, he got me at 4:24. I'm going somewhere with it. And the job that I'm doing now, I have a little time in between what I'm supposed to be doing. And I'm like, Lord, while I'm doing this, now you know how my mind get loose? What you want me to do? What can I do in between these places where I'm not busy so I can represent you right and not embarrass all of us? And you know what he said? Pray. Look at somebody and say, pray. We're going to be imitators of Christ. How? Somebody say, pray. Pray. And then I said, okay, pray. Like, how? And then the Holy Spirit said, y'all know how they hooked me up with the acronyms. Please, somebody repeat after me. Please remember all yumminesses. That's right, yumminesses. You know, you can be doing something, your mind start thinking, and you be remembering everything about something yummy. So when we praying, we are remembering all yumminess. Or we are remembering all yuckinesses. Somebody said, what y'all thinking about? Yes, they said pray. I know it's different, but they have to keep me woke. Please, somebody say, please remember all yumminesses. That is a Holy Spirit word. Now, I need y'all to say it. Yumminesses. I promise you, you can go somewhere and say it, and people will be looking at y'all like that. Y'all looking at me. What is a yumminesses? Yumminesses are the absolute amazing, most fantastic, fabulous things that he just keep on doing the most. Okay. Then they said, pray to God. Pray to God means remembering all yumminess. Just gave me a sentence. Remembering all yumminess. Trusting and obeying in God's omnipotence and direction. See, if he's going to do the most, we got to know he's doing the most, and he's going to take us somewhere. Amen. We're going somewhere because you know why Jesus be doing the most. It's like this. In John 11:40, 42, this is where Jesus is at Lazarus' grave. And Jesus said to her, did I not tell you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? Y'all remember him saying that? Did I not say to you that if you would believe, somebody say, if you believe, you would see the glory of God. Then Jesus says, Jesus just right there in the front of everybody, he broke out. We're going to be imitators of Christ. He broke out and he started praying. He talked to the Father right in front of him. And Jesus says, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I know you always hear me. Do y'all know that Jesus always hears you? He always hears us. But, there's one of those but because of the people who are standing here, who are standing by, I say this, that they may believe you sent me. And he says, Lazarus, come forth. See, this is what I like about the trifecta of God. It's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You're already working with three. He was in the grave 3 days, right? But guess what the extra trifecta is? If you're waiting for something and it's going to be like the fourth days, something is coming forth. He is called on that fourth day. He called Lazarus out the tomb. So I'm here to encourage somebody. If you're waiting for something and you feel like your 3 days about up, watch out. Because that Lazarus that you're in, you're coming out the tomb. Somebody say, he just keep doing the most. Yes. And I'm going to say it then again. God demonstrates his own love towards us, Romans 5:8. God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, he died for us. And he just keeps doing the most. Now, what does that have to do with the disciples and a donkey? Well, today is Palm Sunday, y'all. And I thought, you know, he was doing the most again. Boy, he was doing the most with those disciples. And he pulled one out in Matthew 21:1b, where it says, and Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go into the village opposite of you. Where is God sending you? Immediately you will find a donkey and a colt. So you're going to have two things he's going to show you. He's going to show you a donkey and he's going to show you a colt. And then he's going to say, loose them. Somebody say, loose them. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you about it, tell them the Lord has need of them. And immediately the person will send them. What am I saying, y'all? Somebody say it after me. Trifecta. We have a trifecta in the spirit because he just keeps doing the most. As I wrap it up this morning, I was looking at the song. You know, I was one. I said, if you sing, he keeps making a way for me this morning. Oh, I'm getting up on those little lights and I'm going to have a fit some kind of way. But you still pulled it off because guess what? You said, my God reigns. And you just listed it. God reigns. He lifts us up, up, up. Okay? And he knows us. Okay? And at the cross, what happens to us at the cross? We are healed. We have our liberty and our freedom. Now, this is what you said. We have deliverance. We are saved. We have victory. We have all of that. And even then, even though you didn't say he keeps making a way, you kept making lists. And then you say he knows my name. He walks with us. He talks with us. He counsels us. He comforts us. And guess what? Oh, special child that I am, he calls us his own. He calls us friend. Look, touch yourself. Say, he calls me friend. I don't care what nobody else calls me anymore. He calls me friend. And then turn around and say, and he keeps doing the most. Yes, he does. Because then over in the song we says, he knows my name. had to write that down. He knows my name no matter what. Because of him, come on, because he does the most. Come on, no fire can burn me. No battle can turn me. No something can stop me, because I was excited because he knows my name and I couldn't write it. I was scribbling that on no shorthand, Jesus. No mountain can stop me because he holds my what? He holds my what? He holds my hand. But not only that, because see, he keeps doing the most. I'm walking in victory. No giant can defeat me. His power is within me. Why? Because he knows what? He knows what? Somebody say, he just keeps on doing the most. Stand up with me, y'all. Ooh, put your hand together if you know the Lord. You are glad that he just keep doing the most. Won't he do it? Will he, won't he? I'm feeling it this morning, y'all. I'm not feeling myself. I'm feeling the Holy Spirit. And they are present today because why? We have joy. We have peace. We have strength. And because of him, we can be imitators in Christ. And we can do as Thessalonians 5:17 says, and we continue to pray. And let us do so right now. Ooh, Jesus, you just keep on making a way. You keep on doing the most. You keep on working in threes and fours and fives and sixes. Because in the beginning, you didn't do one thing. You did so many. And then you're so awesome, you said, and it is good. Lord, we thank you for your truth. We thank you that all we can look up to you and say, outdone. You surpass, you exceed, you go beyond all that we could ask or imagine. Because that's just how you work. A trifecta is nothing for you because you already three in one. You have so many names, we can't call them all. And you are our everything. And we say thank you. And so, Lord, now as we stand in this place, we lift up everybody here. You know their hearts. You know their situation. You know what we need. But what's even better than that, you know how to get it to us. And you keep doing the most. And Lord, if there's someone here who's feeling the pull, who wants to get to know you better, let them see how you keep doing the most, how you have already done the most, and draw them like that deer that is thirsty, that comes to the brook. Draw us nearer, Lord, nearer, precious Lord, to your precious bleeding side, so that we can truly say we did overcome by the blood of the Lamb, and now we have a testimony. Lord, we thank you. And so now we give you all glory. We give you all majesty. We know you have dominion and power. For it is in your name's sake we pray, honor, and adore and say, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, and amen. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Oh, holler back at me one time. Say, he just keep on doing the most. Yes, all he's done for us. Oh, yeah, there's a whole lot we can do for him. And looking confused, unusual, and special might just be one of them for him. Amen. I know I do. And enjoy every moment of it. Receive this blessing, y'all. Now unto him who is able to do immeasurably immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you for his name's sake and for his glory. Amen. Say it one more time. He just keep doing them.